This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has decided to increase minimum support price for 14 crops, develop Vadhavan Port in Maharashtra, and develop the first offshore wind terminal in Gujarat in Tamil Nadu. The government has also taken decisions for development of Varanasi Airport and National Forensic Infrastructure Enhancement Scheme. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government has taken 5 major decisions in the cabinet meeting. Talking about the decisions, Mr. Vaishnav said the cabinet approved minimum support prices (MSP) for 14 kharif crops for marketing season 2024-25. He said significant increase in MSP for paddy, cotton, millets, pulses, oilseeds will benefit the farmers. The minister said the third term of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is very important as it focuses on continuity with change through many decisions for farmers' welfare. He said the government is working to build 2 lakh godowns across the country. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has decided to develop an all-weather greenfield port at Vadhavan in Maharashtra. He said over 76,000 crore rupees will be spent on building this port, and after completion, this will be one of the top 10 ports of the world. He said this port will generate around 12 lakh job opportunities in the coming years. Mr. Vaishnav said the government is continuously working to increase the renewable energy capacity in the country, and in this direction, the government has decided to develop first offshore wind terminals. He said 2 projects will be commissioned in Gujarat and Tamil Nadu, having 500 megawatt capacities each. The minister also informed that cabinet has approved the development of Lal Bahadur Shastri International Airport, Varanasi, at a cost of 2,869 crore rupees. Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman shared the first round of pre-budget consultations with leading economists in New Delhi ahead of the General Budget 2024-25 today. The pre-budget consultation meeting was also attended by Union Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Secretary, Secretaries of Departments of Economic Affairs, Revenue, Financial Services and Corporate Affairs and Chief Economic Advisor. As cases of heat stroke surge in several parts of the country due to an unrelenting heat wave, the Union Health Ministry today issued an advisory for state health departments asking them to ensure preparedness and timely response to deal with heat-related illnesses. It has taken state nodal officers to disseminate the National Action Plan on Heat-Related Illnesses, HRI, and implement health action plans at district and city levels. The advisory read that strengthening health system preparedness for HRI is crucial, including regular data submission on heat stroke cases and deaths, and organizing task force meetings for updating and approving heat health action plans. Earlier in the day, Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda reviewed the situation and preparedness of the central government hospitals in this regard. He directed the hospitals to set up special heat stroke units. More than 550 pilgrims have lost their lives due to scorching heat wave during Hajj pilgrimage at Mecca in Saudi Arabia, with extreme temperatures exceeding 50 degrees Celsius. Egypt has suffered the most significant losses, with at least 320 pilgrims succumbing to heat stroke and related illnesses. Diplomatic sources from Jordan report at least 60 fatalities among their citizens, with the number expected to rise. Many of the Hajj rituals, including the prayers on Mount Arafat, involve being outdoors for hours in the daytime. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 2-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir starting tomorrow. During his visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate 84 major development projects worth over 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. In women's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 4 runs in the second one-day international of the 3-match series in Bengaluru this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.